Ukraine security issue.
On April 18th, the 54th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Lviv suffered a powerful missile strike in which 7 civilians were killed and 11 were wounded or injured. The number includes women and children who moved to Lviv fleeing their home cities in east of Ukraine. According to Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy, one of the explosions damaged the hotel accommodating evacuees. The worst of it is the death of innocent people. They simply came to their workplace and died there. 11, including a child, were wounded. There is a hotel near the car maintenance station that was hit by a Russian missile. A lot of people who came to Lviv seeking safety live in the hotel. Its windows were smashed.
Я повністю погоджуюсь з тою тезою, яку сьогодні озвучують всі міжнародні лідери, що це є геноцид.
I fully agree with the world leaders who use the word genocide. This is the conscious extermination of Ukrainians. The Russians purposefully aim at the civilian targets, said Lviv mayor Andriy Sadovy. The Russian invaders are stepping up their offensive efforts in the Donbas, and the civilians who have failed to flee are in lethal danger. An evacuation from some towns and villages in the Lugansk region is now impossible. Sergei Gaidai, head of the Lugansk region military administration, said on Monday that Russian troops had entered the township of Kreminna and that fighting was going on there. According to him, the occupiers deliberately shot at cars with civilians driving out of the township.
Сьогодні вночі різко ситуація помінялась. Був дуже там бій важкий, орки десь трохи.
In the small hours the situation changed dramatically. There was a fierce combat after which the orks managed to advance a little further and now they control Kreminna. We can't evacuate people from it anymore. A few days ago, the Russians started shelling the central part of Kreminna from big caliber mortars and heavy artillery. They even shelled the sports complex located on the outskirts in the forest. There was nothing military there at all, but they destroyed it all the same, said Sergei Gaidai. The Russian encirclement of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, Donetsk region. Clearly, the fall of the strategically important port city would significantly raise the invaders' chances to seize Ukraine's eastern regions and secure a land corridor to the Crimean Peninsula. The heroic defenders of the city that has been under siege for 7 weeks are now completely encircled in the area of a big industrial plant. Its solid structures and basements also serve as shelters for hundreds of civilians. More and more of them die because there is no water, food and medical aid, according to Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor.
Всі лікарі разом з медичним персоналом було депортовано до Донецька, тому в місті немає ані лікарів, ані лікарень, ані медичного складу, тобто фактично.
All doctors and other medical personnel have been deported to Donetsk. There are no doctors, no medical personnel, no hospitals in the city. There is no one at all to turn to for any medical aid. Unfortunately, those who got to Donetsk are out of reach, and it is unknown what is happening to them. It's very difficult to get in touch with them, a little easier to get in touch with those who were deported to Russia.
Отримати контакт, отримати зв'язок з цими людьми, трохи легше з тими, хто попав до Росії. Насправді депортація продовжується.
The deportation continues, although it has slowed down because of the so-called filtration. We already see 4 filtration camps around Mariupol, said Petro Andriushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol. Major Sergei Volina, commander of the 36th Marine Brigade, has sent a letter to Pope Francis appealing for help in saving the civilian hostages who are dying in Mariupol. On Monday, the Security Service of Ukraine made public a video address by Viktor Medvedchuk, the notorious pro-Russian politician charged with the high treason. Medvedchuk asked the presidents of Ukraine and Russia to exchange him for the defenders and residents of Mariupol. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reports several successful operations in the east, where the Ukrainian forces have managed to liberate several villages and forced the enemy troops further away from Kharkiv. Taking revenge for their losses on battlefields, the Russians resort to missile and artillery strikes on civilians. As a result, 18 residents of Kharkiv have been killed over the past 4 days, and 104 have been wounded or injured. In the Kyiv region, some residents of liberated villages are still unable to rebury their relatives at local cemeteries because the retreating Russian troops planted mines there. One of the villagers, Taras, buried his mother right in his yard and didn't even have a minute to bid her the last farewell. As soon as we began to dig the grave, we saw a drone. The guys knew what it meant and said we had to hide because a mortar shell would surely hit the place where the drone saw a group of people. We hit several times. When we brought my mother to the grave, the drone was there again, said Taras. The National Security and Defense Council warns Ukrainians of bombardments and missile strikes on Easter, which most of them will celebrate on April 24th. The Russians may stage provocations in order to accuse the Ukrainian army and so justify further attacks using the so-called info-alibi method, the council said on Monday. The Kremlin media have warned Russians that the Ukrainian army plans to shell Russian churches on Easter night. This is not the first time Russia uses this method. Many times before, they accused Ukraine of plotting attacks and then launched the same attacks.